Hello, it's the 4th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A four-hour Bedford Council meeting focused a number of issues related to regional rail services became increasingly tense, with an atmosphere of threats, anger and distrust as the meeting continued. The Bedford Conservatives offered a plan where the council would convince the government to reconsider its northern route option out of Bedford. The idea was rejected. The meeting turned very sour, with Lib Dem Deputy Mayor Councillor Charles Royden saying he reported threats he'd received to the police. Conservative Councillor Graham Coombs accused Lib Dem Mayor Dave Hodgson of using scare tactics and getting his own agenda, adding, "He is a charlatan, a fraud, disingenuous, dishonest and being deceitful." A 3D illusionary piece of art called The Vault has opened on Bedford's High Street. Sited opposite the Swan Hotel at the foot of the town bridge, the artwork depicts a local urban myth that a hidden bank vault is still buried underneath the site. Bed's Police Crime Prevention Team has joined forces with the Builders Talk Group to share valuable tips in the prevention of equipment theft from commercial vehicles. The group was created and run by those in the construction trade with the purpose of providing pro-business resources to its members. Officer Leslie Johnson said, "Tools and other equipment are people's livelihood. This type of theft can have serious financial and emotional impact. Check the show note for more information." If you head down to Elstow, you might be forgiven for thinking the Halloween decorations have been put up a bit early. A large number of trees and hedges are covered with what looks like cobwebs, but according to the Butterfly Conservation Charity, the webs are from harmless caterpillars. The webs should disappear over the coming months. That's it from me. Have a lovely weekend. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.